السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما. والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. فالحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Inshallah, today I want to share with you a topic that's also very close to my heart. Yesterday I talked to you about Ramadan and preparation for Ramadan, and today is actually a little bit of a different topic. I wanted to talk to you about the last ayat of Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan. And these ayat they describe a special group of people. What makes them special is Allah describes them as Ibadur Rahman. This phrase you have to understand first. The slave of Allah, the one who accepts Allah as his master, is called abd. The plural of abd, there are two of them. There's abid and there's ibad. And some say that ibad actually comes from abid. Now when Allah uses the word abid, this ayah does not say abidur rahman, it says ibadur rahman. There's a difference. Abid is used for all the slaves of Allah, the ones who believe and the ones who don't believe. All of them. Abid is all of Allah's slaves. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah does not want to do wrong to all the slaves, any of the slaves. That's all of them. But ibad is special people. Ibad is special people. So already the ayat are beginning, letting you and me know that the people Allah will talk about in these ayat are special. But don't be depressed. When you hear that, you're like, oh, it's going to talk about special people, not me. So maybe I can go back to Facebook. No, hold on. And I'll explain why. Then he says, Ibadur Rahman. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal has so many names. You could say Ibadullah. You could say Ibadul Khaliq. He chose to say Ibadur Rahman. In the khutbah, for those of you who weren't sleeping, in the khutbah today, I was telling you some things about Ar-Rahman. When Allah's love and mercy and care is extreme, and it's immediate. I added temporary, but these two first, extreme and immediate. Then he uses Ar-Rahman. And so Allah says, the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the good slaves, the special slaves of Allah who get Allah's immediate and special mercy. These are the people Allah is describing in this passage. I would love to be in this group. You would love to be in this group. Because this is the group of people that Allah says He goes out of His way to care for them. Out of His way to show them love. Who are these people? Now, we're going to read a lot of descriptions. But the beauty of all of these descriptions, I'm going to get a little bit technical with you, but I hope you can stay with me. All of the descriptions we're going to read, grammatically speaking, is not even a whole sentence. It's actually what you call in the Arabic language a mubtada. What you call in the English language the subject. The predicate isn't even mentioned until like 10 ayat later. It's 10 ayat later. And let me just, because I brought it up to you now, subject and predicate, mubtada and khabar, let me just make it easy for all of you. Those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, inshallah in 2 minutes you'll understand. In a sentence, there's the part before the is, and there's the part after the is. Ustad Nu'man is boring. There's the part before the is. What was the part before the is? Ustad Nu'man. What's the part after the is? Boring. There's two parts. Now the first part, whenever you say the first part, it doesn't tell you everything.
It doesn't tell you everything. It makes you curious. The mubtada, the part before the is there to make you curious. And then once you become curious, the part after the is there to tell you, let me tell you something about it. Let me give you some information. So the first part is there to make you curious. Like for example, if I say, Qatar is, and I don't finish my sentence and I walk away. You're like, what? Tell me. What is Qatar? Hot. Right? Now, what I'm saying to you is that there are going to be 10, 11 ayat, and they're all the part before the is. They're all the part before the is. He's not even the part after the is. So I'll end the curiosity right now, or maybe I'll end it later. Maybe I'll end it later. What is after the is? That's at the end. We'll get to that. Now, there's going to be a lot of descriptions of a group of special people called Ibadur Rahman. But even if you read 10 descriptions, they are not one group with 10 descriptions. They are 10 groups with 10 descriptions. If I say about one person that he is strong, tall, knowledgeable, three qualities. Does he have all those qualities at the same time? Yes. All of them at the same time. But if I say these people are strong, and these people are tall, and these people are knowledgeable, I separated them, yes? And I separated them with an and. These ayat are important because Allah did not say all of these qualities belong to the same group. Allah loves special people and they belong to different groups. When you listen to these ayat tonight, you have to think about which group are you in? Which of these can you qualify for? Maybe you can qualify for more than one. And inshallah you qualify for one of them at least. Hopefully one of them. I gotta be in one of these. Because these people get special love and special care and special mercy from Allah. May Allah make us from them.